Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back. This is the fourth session in our exploring page builders. We've already looked at Beaver Builder. We've looked at Elementor. We've looked at Generate Press with its elements system. And now we are looking at a completely different page builder. And that's Brizzy. It's the website you should be looking at right now as you're also listening to my voice. Brizzy takes a different approach. And when I say a different approach, there's two things. One, from a user interface and a user experience, as well as a monetary continuity plan for the business. The second part, the monetary aspect, is Brizzy has already been building its own hosting website solution. And that's what's called Brizzy Cloud. And basically, Brizzy Cloud allows anybody, especially like marketers, to quickly spin up landing pages. And now you can actually blog directly in here. Using Brizzy, you basically never ever touch anything WordPressy. You can now blog inside the Brizzy admin area. You host things. And so they actually host your sites. And you can, depending on your account level, you can spin up as many different host sites as you want. It means you're not doing anything with your own server. You're not really doing anything with WordPress. You're creating quickly landing pages with form collection stuff. Now, if your business is all about quick, rapid sites for different groups, nonprofits, sites that need, or authors that need different quick sites for each one of their books, sure, you could do an entire WordPress website. You could go through the whole process of doing that. Or, and absolutely, this would not be a hack since it's not WordPress, but the whole user interface is Brizzy. So basically they put it on their own hosting environment. And just to give you an idea, I'm going to pull up this. I know this is a bit of a rabbit trail right from the beginning. Where was it? I want to just show you the picture where they've now added the ability of, and this is on their Brizzy Cloud. You can see how they now manage pages and blogging inside this Brizzy area where you would then edit and write your content directly in this location. It's for simple sites. It's for simple, fast sites, but it's not WordPress. Let me just click this to get back to Brizzy. Okay, so Brizzy, basically they built the editor on top of WordPress and then realized it had enough power and design and functionality that they could build their own hosting environment here. Now, as I was saying with yesterday's Elementor and other things, that is an exit strategy I see for some of the page builders that are not building this hosting world for them. There's some like Elementor may actually be looking, they may not be looking, but other hosting companies may be looking to Elementor to try and make an acquisition to pull off something like this, where then you put Elementor on top of a hosting environment that's not WordPress. So like the user interface. Brizzy's already done that. We're going to be taking a look at Brizzy WordPress, the plugin, and we're going to look at the pro one because, as I said, I really only want to look at page builders that can also deal with single post pages, archive post pages, and build those unique areas that require in the past just going to the theme templates. So that's what we're going to be doing today. So I've got my little site here, and just as a quick background, has anybody ever used Brizzy here? I'm just curious. It's a lesser known page builder plugin. It's probably one of the newest ones on the scene, but it takes a few items from a few of the others. I think it takes some of what they see as the best features from other page builders. And you'll see kind of inspiration. Plus, they do a few things that nobody else is doing. So right here from the settings area, you're going to see the ability to create pop-ups, which is very much very similar to how Elementor has their own pop-ups section. Templates are how we create the single post pages, the archive post pages, the search results, the home page, that type of stuff. Integrations is kind of a weird user interface right now, because if you're not using integrations like connecting to MailChimp or connecting to something else, this is blank. So I'm not sure why this is there unless you are connecting, you want to manage things, but all the connections of integrations with MailChimp, with active content, you know, a bunch of these form interactions, they won't show up until they're here. Now, leads is something that is taken similarly from Elementor, because Elementor allows you to use a form builder. Brizzy has a form builder, and anytime somebody submits the form, the results show up here. They show up as a lead, because for the most part, Brizzy's form builder is just a contact or email collection form type system. But we'll take a look at that. But there is something completely different that most of the page builders aren't really using, or you have to actually get an add-on for a page builder. And that's the stories. If you haven't seen this, let me pull up stories. Here, I'll just... Sometimes the best thing to do with this is jump to the blog, and the blog sometimes has the best options. But stories are the web stories. It's more for mobile. It's like a mobile landing page option. These are these items that, for example, if I just jump to the demo, on a desktop, it looks like this, where I can click through. But if we jump over, and I'm just going to make this appear to be more of a mobile, then we are on a mobile device, full screen, everything. And we will take a look at this, because they're one of the few page builders that offers this. And so inside WordPress, you can create these kind of like mobile landing pages. And I bring this up because, yes, there are other plugins that do this. I think there's even one called WordPress Stories. But this is a feature or a new product that you could market to clients. Landing pages for mobile devices. Now, if a company already uses things like Instagram stories or whatever they're called, those expiring images that you can share, that's kind of what this is. But you can make full-blown landing pages. Now, the reason why I want to show this is, but each of these landing pages could also have, let me change this to... There. Each of these landing pages can actually have interactions. So it's a great way to sell mobile first landing pages that really are highly customized, highly designed, but also have call to actions in here. Clients would love these as a way for them to promote certain products, getting people in, especially if you run marketing copy and you want to them to people to come on their phones. So just one of the things that is already built into Brizzy is the ability to do stories. Now, let's take a look at a few of the settings, because you're going to notice that some of these settings are very similar to Elementor. The idea where, and you're going to actually see that the code, now this is, it's not stealing from Elementor. This is default WordPress settings options. And that's what Elementor uses as well for their general, who do we activate this for? Do we enable these check boxes? It's just, there's no code stolen from anybody. But it was inspired. They talk about how they loved how Elementor also had the ability to do a coming soon page and a maintenance page. Difference is they expanded it slightly by allowing you to, yes, you can do access behind the coming soon or the maintenance mode to certain roles. Administrators always get passed. Or the nice thing is you can just simply whitelist an IP address. So if you've got a designer who needs to upload or customize something, you can get their IP address and just send them through. So that's a nice little feature that Elementor didn't have for the maintenance or coming soon option. Role manager, same way. Who has access? Who doesn't have access? Limited access basically is only going to have access on the individual pages when you're editing. They're not going to have access to the settings area and other elements at this location. So that's the big difference. So I've gone ahead and we have a custom post type, which we will play around with in just a moment. So I've gone ahead and activated Brizzy for that just in case. All right. So Brizzy itself, out of the box, the access for the plugin is, or the tools, is exactly like Beaver Builder or Elementor. So for example, if we come to a page and we're like, I'm going to write a page, and sure, here's Gutenberg, and this is maybe our new test page. I'm just going to put that in there. I'm going to just save this right now just so that it saved that title. The same way where we'd have edit with Elementor or edit with Beaver Builder, I have the ability to jump over here. Let me do this one thing. I'm gonna typing some test text. The reason why I want to do this is there is some damage. Well, no, damage is the wrong word. There is some interplay between switching back and forth between editing with Brizzy and editing with the WordPress editor, whether you're using regular editor or classic editor. But if you use certain elements or modules in the Brizzy builder and basically try and rewrite the copy of the content, you will lose what's here. So this is, here's my example. Maybe I'm just talking, it's just better if I just show this. I have content. If I edit with Brizzy, we start blank. See that? We're going to start blank. Now we'll come back here. Let me go back to my dashboard. So basically, I've activated Brizzy upon this. You'll notice how my little text is no longer there because I've activated Brizzy to design and handle the page building on this page. As long as I have not, or we'll do it two or three steps, I can go back to the WordPress editor and, oh, it didn't come through. Awesome. It broke. Okay, so Brizzy just had an update. This is the only bad part of Brizzy, and it's a big one. They do a lot of development, but sometimes updates can break a function that you might rely on. And one of those things people relied on is as they were designing a page, they would not lose the original content that existed in the database of a post or page, like the content area. But it used to be I could switch back and forth and I could see my Brizzy stuff and then switch back and then I could see the content that used to be there. But it appears that in the latest update, it has finally broken. They said they were moving this direction, that once you go over to Brizzy, you're not going to have that content anymore. So it's just one thing to keep in mind that you're probably not going to, you're going to want to build with Brizzy or not with Brizzy. You can have some pages with Brizzy, some pages not. The other thing I will point out is if all you want to do is style the content, because let me just style the content like a sample page or that, which we will look at in just a moment, you would use templates, not go into the individual post or page. Like I would not go over here to this sample page and then turn it into a Brizzy and then reproduce the content that would be on the sample page. Does that make sense? If I want to style Brizzy, I would do something, if I would like to style my pages, I would do something like this, where I'm creating a new template and I'm assigning it to single pages. And I can even say single page sample. If I'm simply, great question, Hugh, Brizzy or WordPress on a per page post basis? When Brizzy added this template area, the ability to create templates, before that point, you would have to design each page where you go in, kind of like you do with Gutenberg. There's no Gutenberg page templates that actually make page templates. Eventually, they're going to try to do that. But if I go in and edit this single page, turn it to Brizzy, I can't go back to the original one. But because it just doesn't flip back and forth. But I can do this page in Brizzy and this page in Classic Editor. I can do that. And then I can come back over here to what I was just pointing out in my templates, add this new template where I can do my, I'm going to show you this single sample page. I'm going to make sure that it's coming to the pages and it's only going to be used on, see, I'm now adding where I want to display this, the sample page. Let me just publish this. And now I'm going to edit this, at which point I now come to my page building and I'm just quick clicking through this. I'll explain all this in just a moment. But I can come in here and say, all right, here's my title. And because I know that's going to go to the sample page, there's my sample page. And then I can come here and grab my content. There's my content. But this, I can also come in here and create a, I don't know, countdown. Let's just throw something up there that has nothing to do with anything. And then I can update this. And we go back to the dashboard. So here's my template that's being used on sample page template. It's being used there. Let's go to the front end of the site. Here's our regular stuff. Hello world's nothing different. And looks like I just need to type in sample page. And look, here's sample page. That is the WordPress sample page, but Brizzy has designed it. Does that make sense? So rather than, if I want to use Brizzy as the page builder designer, and I want to edit the way a current page exists, I'm not going to go in and change this to Brizzy because I will lose my content. But I can use the template system and assign that template to pull the data out like a regular query in WordPress, pull the query out so I can have access to the page title, or sorry, the post title or the page title, the page content, you know, like we would do a normal template. Does that make sense? I hope I didn't just completely make it even more muddy. All right, well, let's move forward just so I can explain some of the things Brizzy does. And maybe that will help. So we're going to go and create a new Brizzy page. New Brizzy. Now, side note, Voce Press loves Brizzy, plays perfectly well with Brizzy. Everything it does, you can still manage all individual page settings. You can assign certain things in Voce Press that are reflected in Brizzy, and you'll see all that. Even the templates are handled. I'm just going to publish this just so we're not just using an unnamed page. Let's edit with Brizzy. All right. This is where, if you're new to Brizzy, you're going to get frustrated until you realize Brizzy always starts blank. That's what Brizzy does. That is their design decision. That's their user interface, user experience that they have decided to go with. So you may be sitting here going, oh, I want to add an element. I'm going to add an element. No, everything starts with a blank canvas. So in order to actually start with something, you have to press the button. Yeah, press the button. So they introduce you to, you can build your own right off the bat. Great. I have tons and tons and tons of pre-styled elements. I even have two different kits. So basically what Brizzy does is, to those people who have accounts, they release large blocks of design templates in kits. So this is the first kit that Brizzy released when they came out a number of years ago. It's everything from, and again, we're only looking at the blocks, we're not looking at the full pages, but these are all elements that could be used interspersed with each other. You'll notice how, as we scroll pretty quickly, there is the same type of light blue, dark blue, the different types of fonts, different types of icons, blue. Kit number two is a brightly colored arrangement of type, but you'll notice that there is a lot of turquoise. Things work together. So it's one of the things that they try to do is design teams or whoever's designing these, they make these kits, and there'll be another kit coming soon, that, especially if you're like me and maybe color is not your greatest thing, this might help you be able to put things together. Now, I also have full-blown layouts where I can come in here and say, all right, this is what I want. Similar to how when we looked at Generate Presses add-ons, where you can import an entire web page with a website with multiple layouts. I can look at this. I can import this layout, and I can even replace the global styling. So now going forward, everything gets this same type of font, same type of color structures. So you have all these things to start from. Nice thing about this, all of these, as opposed to some template systems, say, hey, you also need to install this plugin, you also need to install this add-on, you also, every single one of these is, will work perfectly fine out of the box with Brizzy, no additional add-ons needed. And best part about it is, every element in here is editable. So some of the template systems that are out there that offer for Gutenberg and a few others, not every element is editable. Some of them require a certain plugin in order to get that functionality. Now, let's just jump back over here because we're going to start with the Create Our Own. Now, at this point, there are three areas or three functions you should know about. Actually, there's more than that, but on the left-hand side is, I'll call it the Brizzy bar. I don't know if they actually have an actual name for it, but the Brizzy bar has, how do I get out of this editor? Down here, go back to the WordPress dashboard. Plugin setting goes to that settings page that were there. Shortcuts and support and about us, that all go to the Brizzy website. At this point, we also, this is really nice because if you are building in Brizzy, you don't have access to the WordPress admin area, the editor for the page, and other page builders, if you want to add a featured image and attach it because maybe your SEO plugin uses the featured image of a post to attach or a page to attach to search results, you have to always go back to the dashboard, upload it through the traditional WordPress way and do that. Well, Brizzy allows you to just grab it right here. I don't think I have any files right now, but Brizzy allows you to just upload an image here and it uploads to the WordPress in the WordPress editor. So that's kind of nice. We can also change the Brizzy or whichever template is being used. So this is helpful, especially if you create additional templates in your theme. Or you create an additional templates that can be used in different pages, you have access to that. Now, you will also notice that, let me just jump back and we'll come back here in just a moment. It should be saved as a draft so we can come back here. If we go to add new post and we edit this post with Brizzy, we come over here, we have the same type of thing. We can still assign it to this item. But as you start working with Brizzy, I installed Brizzy to work for books, our custom post type. If you come back over here, again, you'll see this different. This will change, I think it's in templates. Let me jump back to the templates. That actually changes the location. It did. Let's edit with Brizzy, our sample page. There. See, there's not a featured image that attaches with a template because the templates are very specific to posts and pages in WordPress because templates don't have that add theme support thumbnail. So if it has these extra features, extra supports, you will see it in this location. Does that make sense? Sorry, that was a long way about trying to explain this. All right, so let's go back to the Brizzy. We're back on our original page, and we have the ability to do our responsive changes, and we'll deal with this in just a moment. Now, up here is basically styling. We'll deal with that in just a moment. Basically, you can build current stylings for how you want. See how there's paragraphs, subtitle, above title. If you click on these, header one, that's how you can change the header ones. Rather than going to each individual header one and modifying it, you can create a more uniform look. But I can also continue to add things. So I click here, add new. They're already down here. Boom, boom, boom. I can come over here and say, what type of font are we going to use? Add a new font. I can upload it from Google Fonts, font name. Let's add something we haven't looked at in a long time, lobster. So it's going to add that font. Look at how easy that was. Done. Now I look at my styles. I have a lobster down here. It's been added. There's my lobster. I can even see the sample. I can have a set item here, what the weight is going to be. And I can come in here and let me just leave this. Whoops. Change this to custom font design. So I can create these styling areas. And as you're, we'll come and use this in just a moment. And I can, should be able to move this. I was able to, maybe not. Other place, this one allows you to move reorder blocks. But we're going to use this as a way for us as you're designing something. And I can say, these are all the different styles I'm using for text and other things. And if anything is highlighted or a block is selected, I just click this and all that stuff will be applied to that styling. So it's a nice little way that I can create a uniform. I always have my color palette that's going to work with whatever style I'm working with. All right. So let's go back to our thing, create our blank page. This is our starting point. And at this point, we like Elementor, Beaver Builder, whatever, we have the ability to add elements. We have lots and lots of elements like all other page builders, the text, the buttons, icons, everything is in this area. We do have the rows and columns that we can handle. And so when we build our templates, we'll deal with these a little bit more, but these give us some dynamic data where we can select fields, everything from the post title to the post content to custom fields we might make with pods or meta box or something like that. You also have the ability to drop in a sidebar. This would be a WordPress widget bar that you can manage in the WordPress widget area, or you can even just drop a short code. Now let's take a look at just a few items on this. I'm going to just drop a text item in here and we're presented with our text. Everything about Brizzy is trying to stay out of the visual world and give you more inline types of styling. So I can see my text and I can come over here and say, you know what? I know I need to adjust the text. So I'm going to grab this. And, oh, look, here's some of my, well, that's my font that I added. I can come over here. These are my custom styles that I've already created. Now, remember that one custom font design that we created? The one that's over here with our lobster custom font design? Well, if I've selected my font, I just select that and it's now using this. And again, we can override it and make it look absolutely horrible. You probably don't want to use lobster on your website, just saying. So notice how when I highlight it, my options show up, but there's some unique things that with all these page builders, I'm going to be just saying the wrong name of a page builder periodically. When I click on this item, again, I'm given colors, shadows, masks. I can do a lot with it. And underline, strike through, we can link it. I can even do more items like adding gap above and below. Now, this gear is where we can actually get more options. Because if we're just doing inline editing, this is basically what we need. But there are lots of more items. This is how we open up this section, where we can do margins, paddings, whether we're splitting them, margins, paddings, positioning. In my advanced, because I'm in the desktop area, in the mobile view, the responsive view, it says yes to show. What if I just jump this over to mobile and I'm now in my mobile view? I go over to my, let's go over here to my settings. Here's my settings for this item in the advanced. Oops, where's my view? Oh, here. See this, how there's a item. I just turned it off. I hit it in the mobile. Let's go back to a desktop and it's back. So there's a few things where, yes, I can say, hey, in my settings, in the advanced, are we showing it on the desktop? Yes. Are we showing it on the tablet? Yes. Am I showing it on the mobile? No. So that element's not there. Now, in order for me to get it back, I need to come over here. And how do I get it back? This is one of those things with, let's do this. I may have to come back over here, advanced, turn it. Oh, now. Interesting. So don't make it go. I don't think I can make it come back. Can I make it come back? Well, that's interesting. I can't make it go back because I can't select it. It's there, but because I'm on the mobile, I'll have to look into that, but that's one of those weird things. I wanted to show you that you do have that capability. Yes, there. We do have. Here's my undo. So I can undo this. Let's go back to our mobile. Down here on the left, lower right-hand side, I can undo. There we go. We brought it back. And it's visible. So we could do that. There is an undo and redo so that if you do make a mistake, hopefully you didn't save the file and left the Brizzy editor. All right, let's go back over here. So one of the things, the same way where Elementor has you, where you can right click on an element and bring up settings, I can do the same thing for a few of the options. Every single one of these elements may have something that's slightly different. Now, what I will point out is there is an overarching element. So if I hover over certain areas like this, I can set a padding of, see how I can drag this up and down? Basically, I clicked on this and I'm dragging so I can create additional padding around elements. So this is not around elements. Sorry, it is around elements, but it's for the page. So if I'm just using Brizzy to edit a page or a post or custom post type, I'm still going to have my header and my footer that are defined by the theme. If I am writing a template with Brizzy, we're going to take over the whole theme. So the header and the footer go away and just Brizzy takes over. But even for a, it's nice that I can choose how much I want. Now, this gear to the top right is the gear for the actual page. For the block that we have. In our editing area, we can make that block global. The pro version of Brizzy introduced membership so that I can show or hide basically this block, because that's what this gear is for, this block into a certain user roles. Now, this is what I wanted to show you. This is one of the few page builders that has taken a step to be interactive with the user mouse. So for example, if I take a look at this background, let's just go ahead and add a, all right, let's do this. Let's do a zoom out here. That's not going to do it. Let's go back to the image. All right, let's grab our image here. Select this. So basically, I have an image here, but I want to show you over here on the left-hand side. See how there is another tab down here? This is the normal. This is the hover. So if we hover on this, so let me move that down. And hopefully, let's save this draft. If I can get it right, we're going to preview this. Now, the motion is a little bit, you see how all of a sudden when I have, now this is just horrible and it'll probably make somebody sick. But when I hover, it moves something. So we can do the same thing for like maybe a zoom in on a picture when you're hovering without any JavaScript, without having to know how to do anything like that. Brizzy has this really unique functionality called a regular and then a hover. I can also delete that if I wanted. Same thing for overlay. So I can look at, let me get rid of this. I can also, for my block, I can have an overlay. And then when I hover on it, we'll have something different. Now, they are coming with animations and a bunch of other motion things coming with Brizzy. Let me just save this and show this. So see how I can handle the hover, but it's something very simple. I don't have to go in and write the CSS for that. All right, let's go in and we are going to, let me grab my block area and I'm just going to delete this block. So I'm going to go back to starting the building page. Just to give some example, we'll just go ahead and grab this full design. You'll notice how every element on here, I can right click to figure out if what it is. And I can see that's an icon. Notice that that's the title of each element. I can come over here. That's a line. That is a text. So without opening it up, I can find out what elements and what's happening here. I can also see how this says hide. If there are hidden elements, like certain things for membership, certain things for users, or certain things, you can turn that on and off. But if we show hidden elements and not show hidden elements, so maybe you want the pop-up or the hover over to show, you can show it and then work on it. But other than that, it will just be, you can hide all the hidden elements. So when I click on any of these items, we are going to be displayed with the inline styling. Again, as we can always go over to some advanced items. I wanted to show a few things before I got distracted with the responsive elements. Built into Brizzy is all about Z indexes. Yes, you can assign it an ID, a class. You can add custom attributes, and these custom attributes can be pulled from dynamic data out of the database. Everything from user accounts to a bunch of these are from a custom field from a meta box, which we'll look at in a moment. Or you can write custom CSS. Now, here is maybe it's their way of doing it. It may not be the most professional way of doing custom CSS, but for some of you who absolutely get infuriated by trying to track down a certain custom class, this is how it's done. Because I'm on this element, you just type element, and this CSS will target that element. But I can also do child elements. Like if I know the anchor tag or I want hover, I would write something like element hover. And then I can do something there. Everything relates to the element. And I can also, let's say there is a, like as you can see, I can, if there's a CSS child class, let's say you have a bigger block and maybe you want element paragraph. So it will only target whatever we do here. It will only target the paragraph inside this element. Does that make sense? You don't have to figure out what the CSS class is to target this block in Brizzy. So they've kind of created a pseudo custom CSS, but it gets attached directly in here and you can do child elements inside. All right. So that's a big question. A lot of people ask, well, where can I write custom CSS? Right here, inside each block. And you're not going to be writing custom CSS for the entire page, because if you're going to do that, either use the customizer or use your theme if you're going to go in and write large swaths of CSS. All right, so now that we've done this, you'll notice a new icon that shows up. Something, yes, we've got our colors and links and things. You got a new icon, and where this says button, that's the button icon. I wanted to pull up a different one, so I'll pull up a form in just a moment, but then we can link it to this. Notice how I can link it to another block that might exist, and this would actually give me a list of all the. That's why this is important when you create your blocks on a page. I can link to things. I can link to specific blocks, which means I don't have to go create anchor tags. I can just simply specify which block I want to link to. And so it makes it really easy to create one-page websites that you need to have navigation moving around that page. I can also pop up. And again, create a pop-up from that link. Look at how easy. This makes a little bit more sense that, oh, you want a button? I want it to go to a pop-up. So now we're going to create a little pop-up. And if that's the pop-up we want it to link to, boom, there's my pop-up. Let me save this draft. Let me view this. And we should have a pop-up just show up. There, we didn't really build it. I just grabbed some sample. So that's probably what the sample navigation works with. So we've got our left-hand side. We've got our block element. So the block can contain multiple elements, but this is a block. And when we want to create a new block, we can either create our own. Notice how now I've got a new block here and it's got its own separate options. Each block has its own option on the page. All right. Make sure I'm not forgetting anything. Oh, let's go grab to that new block that I was just working on, wanting to work on. So we're our new block, I'm going to create a new one, and we're going to add a form plugin, because the form plugin is going to teach you about integration. So I'm going to drag my form plugin in here, and because of the limited space of the Brizzy editor fields or the customization fields, you will not want to be building anything complex. Where Elementor, you are working inside this editor to like to the left for Elementor. And sure, there was limitations, but at least you could work more. Over here, I already have my fields. I have my fields here. I can edit. Again, I'm highlighting on the email field. If I want to edit this, this is my space. What type of field is it? And again, I can select which field I want. Is it required? How much space? Any advanced things? And do I have a background? Jump to the paragraph. It's a paragraph field. What do I want? Now, if I want to add an additional field to this form, basically, I'm going to duplicate a field that already exists, come into my field editor and change and say, hey, we're going to do a file upload, where I can then say, what type of files are we going to upload? Is it required? Any advanced things, labels, what size? And I can go change my, just by typing on, this is file upload. Now, once I have my form however I want, I come over here. Notice how this is a button again, but this is the new one I wanted to show you. This is an integration button. It looks like a little plug. So whether it's forms or there's a few other of these elements that you can add, when you click this, it now opens up and says, all right, we're doing a lot more complex stuff. Now, I'm taking the time to show this because in the future, Breezy, when they open up their API, which is coming probably this quarter, people are going to start adding on or adding functionality. So we might have ways to edit a gravity form in here, or we might have a way to integrate or create additional integrations. Right now, you can't. Breezy has that kind of closed off. You have to use what they have. But the API is coming for people to extend Breezy, as opposed to where Beaver Builder and Elementor, they went out the blocks with their API open, and people have built lots and lots of tools on top of it. But I can come over here and say, all right, we're going to use WordPress to send this email. Where are we going to? Or maybe you have an SMTP that you want to connect up, and you can connect up your SMTP or send it through your Gmail. Now, don't do that for large sites. Or if you say, well, I want to do MailChimp, and so put your API key and then it'll connect and it'll handle all this. You can connect up reCAPTCHA. Now I say this, these are integrations. And once we create something with this integration, it will show up. Now we didn't connect anything, but it will show up in this integration section. We don't have any accounts yet, but that's where it would show up. And anybody who submits a form, even if you do an integration to MailChimp, the results will show up here. Every single field, every single entry is saved here. You can always export it. So that's why I want to say is, even if you don't want to connect up a form or a contact form, because Breezy doesn't have something yet, you can simply just collect the leads here, export them to CSV, and then upload them or import them into your own newsletter program. And then once they've been uploaded, you just delete the leads, because basically you've now transferred the leads. All right. So we spent time dealing with that. Now let's talk a little bit more about what we can do with the templates. We started it by looking at our simple page. Now, I created a custom post type called books, and it has an additional field for number of pages and an upload field where the author can upload their photo. In Breezy, when I come over here to my templates, leave the template, I've already started my single book. You'll notice how I am trying to display for single books, all of them. I can also do an archive page where I can do things like the archive pages, search results pages, the book archives, other items. If I do single, again, we can choose the type of custom post type. Or I can also do the front page or create a 404 page. Another thing that people forget is they come here. Let me delete that. They come here and they say, oh, I want to do all the books. And then they save. No condition has been added, so whatever we do here won't actually work yet. So you have to add it. Oh, that's because I already, hold on a sec. There, it's already there. Because when I deleted it, I didn't save it, which would have flushed the permalinks of the redirection. All right, so now we're going to edit this with Brizzy. We always start with a blank page. So I'm just going to use this, create my own. I could go in here and say, hey, let's find a blog page and maybe I can insert things in. Actually, let's do that for just a moment. So I'm going to do something really simple. Let's try and edit this. Now, I know I have some content here, but notice how this is a pre-designed little layout, but let's change a few things. I come over here. Here's my text. And remember, I'm creating a template. We're creating a template. We now have this database thing. So I can come in here and say, all right, looks like this. I have post content. Let's change this with the post content that we might be on. Now, I'm not going to see it right now because I have to go refresh this, but I also have a page number. So let's do something like, let's add a new text field. You'll see why. New text field below, and do something like, this book has pages. Well, I want to put that number in there. So Brizzy has this really cool thing that if a element has the ability to have dynamic content, I can have both dynamic content and regular content. And when I'm writing my text here, I can hit the pound sign and it's going to automatically bring up the dropdown of my dynamic content. So I can say number of pages. And this now is basically my regular text with the dynamic content of number of pages. Let's check this image because I can't remember if I put an image. I think I have the author photo. That's the name of my item. So now, let me come over here. Let me just jump back in here because I want to make sure I do have a field. Here's our new book. I'm going to edit this. Partly, I'm just coming down over here. Okay, so I do have an author photo. That's what I'm looking for. And the number. So I have that information. Let me go back. Because we're making a template, I'm trying to change this back. This is amazing stuff. I'm the text of the content. All right, let me just update this. Okay, so I've got number of pages here. I've got my author photo and I've got my text. Now over here in our design where we're creating a template for a single post page, we went and grabbed one of the templates that Brizzy comes with. We just selected something. I went into each one of these elements and then said, rather than using the default text, we're pulling information from the database. I can even come over here, written by, watch this. I'm going to do the find author name, written by author name. Now notice how I can highlight this. And even after I grab this, I can style this. So there's a bunch of stuff we can do. All right, so let's update this. And I believe this should now, again, let me make sure. Yeah, it's all books should use this. So if we come over here to our site, bear with me one second. Because we're still using the menus on the front end, I'm going to create a new menu so that we can just access these different pages. Let's go to our, I want to make sure that we're also going to use books, the custom post types. We will call a sample page, add to that menu, and books, let's do our new book, add it to the menu. Just want to add these things. Oh, let's add it to our header menu. So that, okay, here's our item. Sample page, that was the one that we had created earlier as a template, took over the whole area. Same thing is true with new book. New book, see, that's that author photo. Here's the actual author of that post. Here's the content being pulled in, and the book has 234 pages. Now, you might be thinking, well, where's the header and the navigation? Well, we can go back to our template. Here's our single book template. And I can begin to say, hey, I need a new block. Now, don't worry about this because it's pulling content in here, especially when it's working with, this is working with Gutenberg. This is the problem with Gutenberg. It dumps crap in the editor. This will not be here when you go look at the site live. It's only because it's pulling from Gutenberg. If you guys use Classic Editor, you won't run into this problem. Does that make sense? It's only, this is Gutenberg stuff because it's adding stuff directly into your content area. All right, so let me move this. Now, I want to add a navigation area and a footer area. And so I created a new block, but I need something to go above this. So that's where this reorder block comes in. So now I'm going to reorder to drag this one up top. And now I have this area. I can open this up, click this, and I can say to myself, okay, what are we putting here? Maybe I want a navigation so I can look here, or a menu. But let's actually create a, scroll down here. I want a column. So first let's create a column. So now I've got a column. Let's do a site title. Let's find, where's a good site title? I'll just do do I have a header or something? No, we'll just assign text to it. So I'm going to add text here. Let's say, no, we want you to pull this from the site title. And we want you to use header one. That's the site title, header one. Now I'm going to come over here and let's create a menu. You can also just type here and it'll find a menu. And there's my sample book. Now, I'm about ready to blow your mind here. Well, maybe not. Hold on. I'm going to update this just to save it. We're going to jump back over here. I need to add let's do a custom link, and we'll call this one muffins because we have to have muffins. I'm going to save this, which will allow me to see if I won't break everything. Okay, there's our muffins. There's a reason why I'm doing this. When I highlight on this element, and notice how I'm highlighting this, it moves. So I'm specifically targeting a certain piece of the menu. When I hover over this, do you want to make it a mega menu? Yes, please. All right. So now I've got a mega menu, and this is one of these things that we can show later. Like, let's just add an image here. How about that? We're adding an image. What image do we want to use? Let's just go grab that image that might be in here. Select. So now I've got a mega menu. Let's update this. Now, before we leave, notice how it's gone. To get it back, I can click on it and I have access to my mega menu because that's part of this menu item. And again, the mega menu can be anything, anything that you want to use from the elements that you use here. That was how easy it was to create a mega menu. Now I need a footer. This time I'm going to grab another block and I can come over here and simply just say, hey, show me some footers. All right, let's just use that one. So now I have this item. I can select the menus from the element options. Again, it's telling me it needs a menu area here, so we could add a menu if we wanted to. Now I'm going to update this because remember, this was the book single post page. Let's go back to our book. Let's refresh on it. Now we've got a header area. Wait, that's weird. That's really weird. Hold on. It shouldn't show up there. This text should come over here. Now let's figure out why. Let me delete that and let's put new content back in here. Let's try that. Let's update. Maybe there was just some, because we were switching back and forth between Gutenberg, maybe there's just some wacky stuff happening. All right. I have no idea why this is jumping down to the bottom. It shouldn't. Now, I am trying to push the envelope by using all sorts of their dynamic elements to create templates and layouts for the site. But I will have to dig into that to figure it out. We're already overpass, but I did want to show you one treat, kind of like a special thing that you can do. If you are here in your WordPress site and you have Brizzy, they have hidden a treat, and that is white label options. Now, you won't see it at all anywhere. That's because it's a session-based ability to change, and then once you've changed, every time you log in, you'll be fine, and that's this. In the URL, when you're logged into the WordPress website, you'll add a URL query variable called Brizzy enable white label equals true. When I hit enter, it's going to open up white label. Now I can call this one our muffin master, a drag and drop muffin maker, prefect muffin man. And then I can have a logo. Change that logo. Let's say our muffin man. This is my muffin man. Whatever. Oh, needs to be an SVG. Do I have an SVG? No, I don't have an SVG in here. All right, so we won't change it. But then I can, my support URL and my about URL, which is comes in the Brizzy menu on the left-hand side. So I can save the changes. Once I've created my, notice how it's already done Muffin Master, but you're like, hey, the white label is still there. Well, just log out, and then log back in. It's now only Muffin Master, and there is no white label. And to the point of, even when you are editing anything, and you're going to be able to edit with Muffin Master, perfect. Now, this is where that about and support would go. So their white label is a pure white label where they just leave. Now, if you need to change back, you can easily do that by just typing that URL again. It turns on the white label option and you can make it go back. We can reset it. So one of the cool little things, it's hidden in their documentation, but it's something to play around with. The Brizzy regular plugin, the free one, will not do any of the templates, won't do the stories, won't do the pop-ups, won't do the leads. You have to have the pro version for that. I like Brizzy when it works, but I've already shown you two or three times where Brizzy can cause frustration because it's not doing what it's supposed to do. Part of the reason why I like it is it's an unobtrusive out. It stays away. It doesn't take up tons of real estate space when you're editing. So especially if you have a smaller laptop, Brizzy is a great page builder if you need one, where sometimes like Elementor and Beaver Builder take up a quarter of your screen real estate or more. So this is Brizzy. Most of their, I've seen attention is in the Brizzy cloud because they are getting lots of people over there, and it's their control base doesn't require WordPress. It is a lead generation marketing dream, because it makes it very simple for people to use. I'd encourage you, they have a YouTube channel where their CEO or co-founder does spend a lot of time talking about reasons why they do things. They're from, I think, Croatian Moldova, I believe. But they, I think they've taken a pathway that won't require people to use Gutenberg. Does that make sense? They've taken a pathway with their page builder that eventually you could just do everything the breezy way. Yet, non-destructive, where you can still use regular classic editor, you could still use your theme stuff. So I hope you've enjoyed this look at Breezy. The I think the I have to update the Breezy Pro in the GPL share box, but it's in there. And what I might do, because they do, I just realized that they the pro version, because I unlock my own one, I don't always realize that the pro version, if you just install it, they kind of keep a lock on it. So what I'll do for the GPL share box, I will just edit the main.php file. It's like four lines commented out so that you can access all the pro features without a license. Doesn't mean you'll be able to use like cloud syncing. And that's the other thing. They have the ability for you to design everything, and then you can sync all those blocks, those global blocks, or whatever things you design to your Breezy cloud account. And that means if you're creating similar things for multiple clients, you can use the cloud thing to just share back and forth different blocks that you've designed. And then it's just easier to fetch it from that area so you don't have to download and upload and other things. So you'd still need a licensing for that. But everything else, I'll fix that later. So take care. Have a great rest of a Thursday. Breezy is definitely, well, besides this, where I've got to figure out what in the world just happened to this, and the content, Breezy is a great solution. If you just need something that can design a little bit more without an overarching hand controlling everything. So take care, have a great rest of the day, and we'll get this uploaded as soon as possible.